Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
All right. Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's happening?
How are you, man?
I'm good.
How was your day of hitting the links? Is that anywhere, or is that just in England?
A lot of people say that.
Hitting the links, love.
Yeah. It was all right. It rained early. And then that delays it to the point of, like, you ain't going to be there all day.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, but it was good catching up with a lot of guys. Some guys I haven't seen in a while. And then you realize how many guys you actually play with when you realize some of the guys were on your team, you know, early on in your career.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. And then some guys you play with, like somebody like, say, Jerry Ball. He wasn't there, but Jerry Ball I play with in two places, you know. A guy that ended up being a long snapper for 700 years in Minnesota, I played with him in Cleveland when he actually played guard.
Wow.
Right. So, like, yeah.
All right. Hello, Vlad. How are you today?
Not good.
Well, I know why you're not doing good.
Well, two reasons. Computer's acting up.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what's going on. My screen just went black right now.
That's not great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously, Justin Fields being carted off is not great.
Yeah.
Who's the backup?
Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod. Last year's backup.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that. I didn't know he was
the one. I didn't know, like, you know what? If you're getting into the business of knowing backup quarterbacks, then the damage is done, right? Like,
would you be talking about this team in Miami as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, like, listen, there's no more greatest show on turf situations anymore. It happens every now and then, right? It's a cute story. But for the most part, you need to win with the main quarterback that, you know, the guy you think is going to lead your team, and he needs to play a majority of the time.
Right.
If you're going to a backup, yeah, you could get lucky. You know, it happened in San Fran. It happened back in the day with the Rams, where guys have – hell, it happened with Dak Prescott. You know, those things happen, but look at how rarely they happen. For us to be sitting here having conversations about backup quarterback, Vlad, you're right in that, oh, snap, our starter's hurt. You know, you have some issues if he's out for a substantial amount of time. That's the reality of it. And so for people to sit here and, you know, say, oh, I can't believe we didn't have a valid backup or whatever. Like, you know what a great backup is? One that never has to play, and we always have those conversations.
That was my whole point of, I wish Mike White no success.
No, I get it, but you kind of went at it at a.
I don't think I did. I think I have handled it appropriately.
You're saying it in kind of a jackass.
I don't
way.
Think I am. I think you I, are, I think I'm handling are. It. Just it was exactly my point so, of it the whole time.
So all of these people that are upset, you know, about who the backup quarterback is, you're upset about who your starting quarterback is.
Right? Probably.
Right.
I mean, so, the Dolphins, I mean, it's not like the Dolphins, what do they give Zach Wilson? They give him like $6 million?
Oof. He got more than a lot of guys.
Yeah, he did.
And I like paying your backups a lot of money, man.
You do? Gave
Mikey Blanco got like 2 years, $12 million, right?
Yeah, but I don't think the second year was guaranteed.
But, I mean, that's still a lot of money for a
It's the same with Zach Wilson got. He gets, like, I think he got $6 million guaranteed.
Right. And that's all fine and great, but guess what? To say I have all the confidence in the world in Zach Wilson if he comes in or has to play, if that was the case, he'd still have the job he had before.
I have no confidence in him.
You see what I'm saying? So let's just be realistic about it. There's certain injuries that you cannot sustain on any football team.
Even with the Jets having a bit of a little good luck chuck going on with them, where like a quarterback leaves them and then all of a sudden, like, hey, they're good again. I still don't believe in Zach Wilson. I don't know.
Right.
Just doesn't do it for me. Just doesn't do it for me.
Right. So, like, yeah. For the life of me, and I heard, like, I was listening to the radio coming in, right? I don't understand fans sometimes. Like, you call yourself a fan of a team, but it's almost like you don't want your team to win.
Right. What is that referring in?
Like just talking about this team and oh, they're going to be terrible and it's going to be another year of not like and.
Well, I don't think the team. I think the thing that's annoying for the fan base is I think the fans did come into it with a lot of optimism the last couple of years.
Yeah,
and they got burned. So like,
when you're
in a position as a fan where you've gotten burned and you feel burned, yeah. You don't want to invest as much. It's not that people aren't going to root for the Dolphins, but you don't want to invest as much because it hurts more.
If you're a Bills fan, should you be disappointed that they can never get over the hump?
I'm sure there comes a point where you get disappointed that they can't get over the hump and you're banging your head against the wall and you just can't get over that. But this is the thing. It's one thing to be where the Bills are. Because the Bills, not too long ago, were having the longest streak of never making the playoffs.
Like the Dolphins, right.
And now, but the Dolphins are, it's the longest in the NFL. Like, I mean.
No, I got you.
Fans are totally within their rights to be pissed off.
I'm not saying that you can't be pissed off. But I'm saying, like Vlad was saying the other day, hope, right? And you go into the year. And you're already, like, they ain't played a game yet. You're already disappointed about the team and if they don't do it this year and whatever. I get all of that. But at what point, like, I'm missing the whole fan part of it. Like, don't you want your team to win?
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with anything. Like, I think it's there's a difference between rooting for your team and where your expectations are at.
Right.
And if your expectations have been beaten down, because let's say you come in the last 2 years and you have high expectations. And
right.
Then you come in the next year, you're like, you know what? It all crumbled 2 years ago, but this is going to be the year. We've added this. This is going to be the year. And all of your worst fears came to fruition last year, whether it be Tua Tagovailoa getting hurt, whether it be Teron Armstead not being able to get through the season, the line being a joke, it all falling apart, Mike McDaniel got figured out. All of those things that the Miami Dolphins have been questioned about by the national media over the last 3 years with this regime as head coach and quarterback, they haven't been able to do one thing to prove the doubters wrong. That's it. And so, like, you just come in with your guard up as a fan because it's like, I think plenty of Dolphin fans sat here, Leroy, and they were defending against the narrative and saying, oh, well, you know, that's, you know, who really beats good teams. It's really hard to beat good teams. It's all. But when it happens 3 straight years, and then on top of it, you have a question of durability with your quarterback, you know, how many years can you give that? It's mm-hmm. before you get fed up. So I think that's where they're at right
so,
now.
So let me ask this question. What would be a successful season for the Dolphins?
At this point? I think the bare minimum for them is to they got to win a playoff game. I don't even know if that's reasonable, but
right, and that's what I'm getting at.
That's their fault.
But that's where I'm getting at is that when you look at the teams in, you know, this conference, what I would say is this. If they can get somewhere in to say 5 or 6, and I don't know. I like again, I'm a little cautious going into this year, and I've explained why the whole time. Is that until I see Mike McDaniel call a game that is more in line with having long-term success, right? Being that you have an offense that's sustainable. You have a game plan that is sustainable, that teams can't just back up 4 DBs and play 4 cross 15, 20 yards deep and then come after you with a pass rush and don't have the time just with a simple rush, right? If they don't do something to get out of that, then it's going to be a long season, and I'm going to be the first one to tell you.
Yeah, but if that happens, then, like, people are going to lose their jobs if they can't figure that out.
Correct. My thing is that one of the things that I have confidence in, and I believe Mike McDaniel is a good football coach, right? But I think sometimes young coaches overcoach the situation. Meaning that you not only look at your team and already determine what your team can and can't do, and then you try to coach accordingly. And so what ends up happening is we're struggling inside, so we're not going to run in there. We're going to run little quick passes to outside, right? And that's how this offensive team kind of got to that point where they just, like, never really ran the ball effectively.
Okay, but you're so what's your fair expectations of the team?
I have,
because I think you're kind of talking. We're talking about two different things.
Well, like, I've always said this, right? I have no expectations until I see.
Come on, you do that. Just give me a prediction.
You can't, because listen, I'll tell you after the first couple of weeks, if they're doing the same BS they did last year, then it's going to be a horrible season.
You can't ask me reasonable expectations and then you cop
no,
out.
No, because you come from a different place
it
than I
do. It doesn't come from a different place. Just
it
make a
does.
Prediction.
It does.
Put some stones on the table.
Because listen, here's what I don't know.
Playoffs or no playoffs?
I don't.
Playoffs or no playoffs?
Here's why, like, it's not even a reasonable conversation.
Then why'd you ask
because
me?
Because I've been telling you all offseason.
You're talking about two different things. The style you want the team to play.
If
and what
they don't play with that style, they're going to suck.
Okay, well, let's.
But that's what I'm saying. Do you know that they are or they aren't?
I don't.
So that's why it's hard to make a prediction. Because my whole thing has been, if they don't change the way in which they go into these games and the attitude in which they play offensive football, it's going to be the same results, if not worse, than last year.
Hey, I'm not a linebacker. You don't have to dance around me, dude.
I'm not dancing. Does that make sense to anybody?
Yeah, it's fun. That's sports.
No.
But preseason predictions are fun.
No, but again, your predictions and my predictions are coming from two different places. Because I can tell you within the first couple of weeks, watching how they play offensive football, I can tell you then. This ain't going to work.
I can make a different prediction. Then I get to make a different prediction after 2
no,
weeks.
No, but you never make predictions based on that.
Sure I do.
No, you don't.
What are you talking about?
Oh. All right.
I don't understand what you're frustrated about. You come into this, all right, and you say to me that we're in a position where these two guys, we have this place where we are trying to figure this thing out. What's the expectation? What's reasonable for the team?
I've said from the beginning that I
say The reasonable expectation after all the money that's been spent and how much time they've had, the reasonable expectation is that they should win a playoff game.
Okay.
If they want to keep their jobs.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But how is that an irresponsible thing to say, knowing what the track record of the franchise is and knowing how much has been put into it?
Right. And here's what I've said from the beginning. I believe Mike McDaniel's a good enough football coach to recognize the same things I'm talking about.
Okay.
He's far more, you know, experienced at what he does than me just sitting back talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at every place that he's coached before here. They've played offensive football a certain way.
He didn't call plays, though.
But it doesn't – here. Do you understand that when coaches are in a system and they get hired and get promoted in another organization – part of the reason why they get in that, they get that job, is because of the system that they've been in,
yeah,
at the previous place.
Hold on,
they don't come. They don't go to a new place,
okay,
and all of a sudden have this whole new offense.
Okay, first of all, he was the backup plan. All right, and he turned out to be a good hire. Did Mike McDaniel get hired because of where he came from, or did he get hired to fix Tua Tagovailoa?
I think he got hired based on the offense that he was a part of and what they did in all the various places they've been in.
Well, you're wrong.
Okay. No, see.
Nobody knew. What's the thing he's most known for?
The offense.
No.
And being a part.
What about the offense, though? What is the thing that he's most known?
The
calling card for Mike McDaniel's career so far has been what?
He was a run game coordinator or something like that.
The thing he's known most for right now is making Tua Tagovailoa a productive quarterback.
Okay, that's here.
No, in his career!
No. Okay, but I'm saying before they brought him in, okay, they brought him in based on what he's done on the offensive side of the ball.
But he was brought in mostly to fix Tua.
You can't possibly know that a guy who's
He said it!
Okay. I mean, that was going to be his job.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean you don't... Who's going to know that without, based on where he came from, that he was a quarterback fixer?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he came in, and when they said, what is your first job? To build confidence with Tua. That doesn't mean they said, hey, let's go get this guy to build Tua's confidence. He had never done that.
But that's what he's known for.
But that's what he's known for because that's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but when they hired him, they hired him based on all the various stops that he made, the offenses that he's been a part of, right? And one of your glaring issues before that was we need to be more prolific offensively. We need to be more productive offensively. So you look for an offensive guy. Now you go, what kind of offense has this guy been running with all these other teams? The offense that he's run here in the last couple of years was not that.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
what I'm saying to you is this. I know with the offenses that he's been in that if he gets back to that they will have more production than they've had because the offense is going to be constructed in a different way than all these little BS short passes with defenders 17 yards deep.
Okay. I mean, like, I get it. I mean, that's them having a more balanced offense would conduce that they're going to have that they're going to have a better team.
But it's not even balance. Okay? There were parts in a season where every drive started in second and 12 and second and 13,
mm-hmm,
because they weren't even trying to run the football, which is baffling to me because no offense that he's ever been a part of had been that.
Yeah, but they also had a left guard made out of porcelain. They lost their starting left tackle made out of porcelain, a right tackle who was lost for the season.
Yes.
Liam Eichenberg on the line.
Here. But here's what I've said to you beforehand. Okay? Don't coach a situation before you know what can be done. And that is, you say, all those things you just said, that doesn't mean you go into a game saying, that means I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't do this.
But what if you can't?
Then we'll see it. But don't go into over – what I'm saying is don't go into a game over-coaching a situation because guess what it ends up looking like? Like it did last year. At some point, you got to put pressure on the players and say, go out there and do the job. And then when you see he can't do that, then you make adjustments. But a lot of coaches make adjustments before you even know if it's going to work or not. And that's not the style of offense he came from. So all the things you're saying, we had this, we had that, we had this, all accurate. I'm not even disputing that. But what I'm saying is this. You can't go into a game with all these things that you assume these guys can't do and try to overcoach the situation without actually putting pressure on these guys to go out and do the things that you need to do to be successful. So if Liam Eikenberg is terrible at X, right? You got to find other ways to do it. Because guess what? In order to be productive, in order for this offense to be productive, I can tell you for a fact that if you're trying to avoid running to Liam Eikenberg and you throw a bubble screen and now you're second and 12, I might as well take my chances forcing this guy to do his job. That's where I'm getting at. You weren't having all that success trying to overcoach the situation. So now everybody's saying we need to be more physical. We need to be tougher. We're trying to go through that process. We got more physical runners. We got young physical runners. And we're going to, you know. So I believe this offense is going to look differently. I believe that. Do I know? No. And so.
But you'll know in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll know.
We got to take a break. Back after this. All right, well.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Taking guys up until 2 here on the program.
You know, Vlad just went out and yelled, "Hey, Tobin, we're back on."
Did he?
I didn't see. You weren't sitting there.
I wasn't hobnobbing, dude.
No, you weren't sitting. I didn't see you right there. I was like, "Oh, you're not in the studio."
Everybody out there looked at
you. You thought New Intangibles was me?
No.
It's
much slimmer than me.
He thought you were back in the corner.
I thought you were back in the corner because you said send you the clip.
Yeah, I just figured we'll fix it. I know we had audio issues for our video audience who stuck around, except for Schmeathan, who can go to hell. We had some audio issues. The computer that all it runs through is Vlad's computer, not Vlad's fault. Just
yeah,
it's
RBA Richie loves saying that. RBA
yeah,
Richie,
it's not Vlad's
it's getting
fault.
A little tiring.
It's
right now.
It's
getting a little tiring.
Yeah, no sass, RBA Richie. it should be fixed now, hopefully. If it's not, I don't know what to tell you. But we will we'll fix that segment audio-wise. We do have the audio from our radio show, which we also do, video people. And we can't just stop every time.
Right.
So
it's amazing because, like, clearly the comments, they couldn't hear us.
I understand.
Yeah. I know. I'm just telling based on the comments, because usually the chat, with the last conversation we had, the chat usually gets hot.
And then you know, we flipped it on, but it kind of sounds like we're in a submarine when it's just our mics in here because they're not directly in. It is how it's rigged here. I don't know what to tell you guys.
It's Mickey Mouse.
It is Mickey Mouse, dude. It is. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 miles in stock. The Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. The big story so far today in training camp news, Justin Fields limped off the practice field. He then was carted to the Jets facility and then walked off under his own power. But I guess it wasn't great based on people who were there.
He's done so.
Obviously, they're not doing contact yet, so that's not great news.
Here's what I would say. Sometimes the more painful it is, the less the damage is.
Oh, wait a minute. Time out.
Yeah.
Aaron Glenn spoke.
What did he say?
It's a toe injury.
Oh.
There you go.
He suffered a toe injury today, and it's too early to determine its severity.
Now.
Oh, he says somebody stepped on his foot.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Hmm?
Don't sleep on that.
Turf toe?
I'm going to tell you right. No, that ain't turf toe.
Jim Brown toe?
Turf toe is when you jam your toe.
Is it I'm going to get you sucker toe?
It's going to feel like that because guess what? Here's the problem. When you wear shoes, you want them as tight as possible so your feet don't move around in there. You can't do that with a messed up toe. So, yeah. The only other good thing is, though, he plays quarterback. So,
tape it up?
No, you can't. Dude, here's what you have to do. So where your big toe is on your shoe, they cut a hole, and then they put a pad around it. I did that for a whole season.
Well, sounds like he might have to do that for a whole season.
Yeah, because it doesn't. And y'all know those injuries where you can feel your heartbeat and the injury?
It's happened with
that's
that
a toe. Yeah. That's a toe.
What?
Dude.
Stop. I've been there.
I know, Prez. He's a running quarterback, though. But here's the deal. When these guys make that transition, right, from being a running quarterback to a quarterback that runs, that's usually when the turnaround comes. So maybe this will help him.
Get ready to learn pocket passer, Justin Fields.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe this will help him.
Maybe.
So then when he can run again, he runs under different circumstances.
Yesterday, some tough news for the Dolphins. It seems like cornerback Artie Burns tore his ACL.
Non-contact?
He went down day one during drills. Fell backwards.
Wow, drills.
Yep.
But, well, here. Was there a guarantee he was going to make the team even?
Artie Burns?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think people thought he was going to be at least there for depth.
Okay. Well, depth is still not a guy you're saying, oh, no, we lost starting cornerback or starting.
Well, we don't know that he wasn't going to be a starting cornerback.
We don't.
I mean, we really don't know who the starting cornerbacks are going to be.
I got you.
The only guy we know Cater's probably going to play.
Yeah.
You know, you would think, you would hope Cam Smith could work his way there too.
Here's what I hate. I hate the fact that the worst situation to be in is this. I complain about this with the Heat, right? You've developed a guy, brought him along. He finally gets to that point. He gives you 1 year service, and now he wants a big contract. You didn't even get any cheap labor out of him. You see what I mean? And if this team has success, this is going to play out at a couple of positions, and that sucks, mostly in the secondary. So,
yeah, I mean, especially –
if Cam Smith has a big year, right? You've got 2 years of nothing, then he has a big year, and now you got to pay him.
Yeah, because what, you're your second round pick, so that next year's his last year,
right?
I suppose so.
You see what I'm saying? Like it's unfortunate. I hate it in basketball because I don't want a guy you're gonna have to give $20-30 million ever playing in Sioux Falls. I want him developed, and I want you to see what he has now. But there's been a couple of guys with the Heat that they've had to make a decision based on very little you know, production as far as years. That's a tough spot to be in any sport.
Yeah, but it is it's interesting because like a lot of those guys who are restricted free agents now in the NBA, like none of them are getting deals. Like Josh Giddey and Kuminga are right. all in that position, and they're kind of stuck right now. Like they don't really have they could either re-sign with their teams or probably not for the money they want. They could just fill out this year and play on the qualifying offer and then see what they get next year. But there's been no cap space this year. So
right.
this year was a little bit wonky for that. The other big update was from Bayron Matos, who is the offensive lineman from the DR. Moose didn't play last year for the Dolphins, but was an undrafted guy they gave a good amount of guaranteed money to. He yesterday was airlifted, and the Dolphins put out a statement this morning that says Matos sustained an injury at the end of Wednesday's practice and was transported to Ryder Trauma Center at Jackson Memorial Hospital, where he remained overnight for evaluation and testing. He has movement in all extremities and is in stable condition, and he will remain in the care of doctors for continued observation.
Smithen went from DR to IR. That's so.
And then he tells
us. I mean, it's right there.
He tells us to go to hell.
It is right there.
It's right. Like we teed him up, right?
He's really a bastard.
Yeah,
it's good.
Wow. But yeah, that was obviously a scary situation that happened at the end of yesterday's practice.
Were they in full pads?
No.
So let me explain. For me.
Were they outside?
They start inside, I believe. At this point, they were outside.
So for me, sometimes it's harder to play half football than to play full football. You know what I'm saying? Like if we had full practices with pads or whatever, you prepare your body a certain way, right? There's a lot of injuries that happen when you aren't prepared for your body to be in a certain situation. And so that happens with no pads, or sometimes you're doing drills, you know, without pads and you're not going full go. And that would always, I hated that. I'm in or I'm out. It just because the way I played. So a lot of these injuries, you know, sometimes happen because your body or you haven't prepared your body for that situation and something happens all of a sudden. You know, like he probably slipped, fell, hit his head.
No, I think he ran into somebody. There was contact with another teammate.
Right.
His agent told Barry Jackson yesterday. I think I can get the details here for you.
Right.
His agent told the Miami Herald on Wednesday that Matos has an above-shoulder type injury. Wasn't sure whether his neck was involved. He had some movement, but not full movement in his right leg. Now he has full movement. This was from last night. Mm-hmm. The injured happened in an inadvertent collision with a teammate. He ran into a defensive lineman, and his head was lowered, and he took the brunt of the impact.
Yep, there you go. Jammed his neck. Hit that nerve. Like a little shocker.
Yeesh.
Boom, through your body. Yep.
Dolphins just wrapped up day two of practice, so
they're done with practice already.
Yeah, they're practicing earlier. That's a change.
Well, you know why? Because that heat.
Yeah, he said a lot of reasons. He was like traffic, heat.
They stay at home.
Less chance of rain.
Huh? They don't stay at a hotel.
Why?
I don't know.
They're right there down there at the stadium.
He said traffic, dude. He said traffic.
No,
was
but Vlad, it's still like I. We did our camp at our same facility after a couple of years.
I think they are like at a hotel or with away from. I don't think they're like, you know, I think right. that setup is there.
Because part of it is you have those night meetings and stuff like that. So.
But he is, they're doing it for, he gave a less, you know, he did it in his Mike McDaniel way. I actually have the answer if you want to hear why they're doing it earlier. You know, he rambles for 2 minutes.
First of all, it's hot.
Yep.
And I appreciate that, coach, that looking out.
It sounded like the number one reason was weather, because they're hoping that there's less rain in the morning. You know?
Yes.
And then I guess when they're going on the road for the joint practices, that's in line more with their schedule too, so they don't want to change too much. And so then what he made it sound like once they're done with the joint practices, they may go later again to get some heat practice before the games. But this is just a start.
Some heat practice.
Some heat practice.
So they don't even practice twice a day.
Nah.
Twice a day?
When you had them two-a-days, you went through all the elements.
Back in my day.
No, it's not back in my day.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Welcome back, you rascals. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you, 5-6 WQAM. Our sister station, Kiss Country, is bringing back Stars and Strings, featuring Dierks Bentley, Dasha, Nate Smith, Zach Top, Hudson Westbrook, and a whole lot more at Hard Rock Live at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. Show's on November 6th. You wearing a Stars and Strings shirt there, Vlad? Look at that. Text the word BOOTS if you guys want to win tickets to 20357. Text BOOTS to 20357. Tickets are on sale now at starsandstrings.com. Stars and Strings supports Folds of Honor. For more information, go to WQM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. So practice has wrapped up. Going over some of the notes from the Miami Herald's. Barry Jackson, Omar Kelly, and Isaiah Smalls. Probably the most notable thing is the health stuff, I guess. Aaron Brewer, starting center, he did not practice. He's wearing a compression sleeve on his right leg, so Andrew Meyer is getting a lot of work at center. He was their undrafted guy. I think he's from UTEP, second year.
You know how I feel about signing injured players.
What do you mean? That's not the guy who's injured.
Mm-hmm.
Brewer was here last year. That's not the injured player.
Oh, who's the it's
James
the guard.
Daniels.
The guard, right?
Yeah, James Daniels is he played apparently he did two sets of team drills and then did conditioning. He did one set yesterday. They're saying he did two today, so I guess they're ramping him up.
All right.
But he did play a little bit. But no, the starting
it's amazing. Starting
center Brewer was he's missed the first 2 days of camp.
It's funny because you spend the whole offseason getting ready for the season. And then you get into camp, and, like, now you're trying to get ready for the regular season. So there's some unnecessary bumps and bruises that guys take liberties with. But this team, it can't be a four, and you need to work.
I'm with you.
There's a lot of groups that need time together.
Yeah, I'm with you. This is a great update. Rookie running back Ollie Gordon made a nifty move to escape a defender for a 4-yard run.
Hey, see, that's it. I told you, Leroy, that's what I just told you just now. Didn't we just have this conversation right
wrong?
There?
At the, that's great
at
news.
The coffee break.
I could.
That's great news.
I was trying to enjoy my Kit Kat and my coffee, and we was over at the cooler talking shop.
Mm-hmm.
And the exact conversation was this.
What?
He's like, man, you have to understand fans. They want to hear that stuff.
Well,
they come over. Like, let me get this straight. A running back who gets paid money to make guys miss. We are getting excited.
Yes.
About a guy who had a nifty 4-yard run with no pads.
Let me tell you this.
With no pads.
This is how the conversation started.
No.
Leroy's hobnobbing with our beautiful salespeople.
Yeah.
I said, Leroy, Leroy. I even went to the vending machine, put my hand on his shoulder.
He was trying to console me.
Console. I was like, Leroy, stop it, Leroy. You speak from a place of privilege. You are an athlete. You know what goes on in trenches. You actually know what goes on in these practices and training camp. Mm-hmm. We don't. Okay?
We've been waiting. Here's why
I get confused. We've been waiting for months. You know what this is like? I'm going to tell you what this is. It's like waiting for your baby to be delivered. It's like you waited 9 months. And then now it's time for the baby to be delivered. You're excited. Any little thing. I'm reading Travis Wingfield. You know what he says?
What do you say?
Jonah, the rookie.
Sabaya?
Yeah, that guy. Right, JS?
Mm-hmm.
He moved Zach Sealer.
Wow, he did?
It was the time.
Moose.
You know what Wingfield said? Mm-hmm. He's never seen Sealer move like
Here's
that.
Here's the thing, though.
Can I get in this for a second?
Can I just –
Vlad, with what you're saying and the excitement you're talking about, right? Why every time we do a show, all I see is how much the Dolphins are going to suck and we need to fire everybody. That's the part that it's not the hope and excitement that you're talking about. It's when we come in here and do a show, the same people are saying how much the Dolphins are going to suck, mm-hmm. and you're supposed to be fans and have all that hope that Vlad's talking about.
You have to hope
the,
until...
The two things...
Well, let me give you a little more.
When I'm listening,
the two
things don't go together.
Right. What did I tell you?
So do you want your team to win or not?
What did I tell you over there? Everybody loves their team, like their fantasy football team, until 1 p.m. Until kickoff.
1 p.m. the first game of the season.
Until kickoff. Then all that hope is done.
One bad play and it's over.
Then all the hope is gone. Right. But you have hope until the game actually begins. Once kickoff happens, everything's up in the air.
Wait, this is the greatest line ever. Dr. Toboggan.
What's that?
You ready? Sealer let himself get moved. Stock is unchanged.
I was going to say the same thing to Vlad. I'm like, I bet you he let him. You think Zach Sealer in contract negotiations is like, oh, I'm gonna go full tilt on the non pad practice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Wait, he's in there to get some light work. He's doing in camp holdout, right?
He's lulling the rookie to sleep. Trust me, first day of pad, Zach Sealer is gonna turn that dude into a pancake.
And look at what First Take is talking about.
Oh yeah, should the Dolphins rebuild if the team misses the playoffs?
Well, you ain't gonna have no choice.
Agreed.
Right.
Oh, Leroy?
Dude.
We do stock up, stock down already?
It's not out yet.
What day is that?
Every day. And by the way, all three papers are doing it now, which I love.
Oh, they got the Tobin bit, huh?
It's so great. I'm so happy. It says the Miami Herald, Jalen Wright flashed his speed on a 15-yard run.
You see? Dude. Stock up.
You understand. You guys understand football is a contact sport.
What?
And we celebrating plays with no contact. Mm-hmm. You understand that.
Hey, not all.
And I'm not saying, and here's, please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not saying there's nothing positive to take out of these guys that, you know, we think should make contributions this year. Mm-hmm. But what I am saying is, that ain't going to determine it.
Got some bad news.
Who dropped the ball?
No, not that.
No what?
According to the Miami Herald, Bradley Chubb destroyed Patrick Paul on the Saturday.
Oh, my God. Are you happy or are you sad by that?
It's give and take.
It's a give and take, right?
It's a give and take.
You know?
It's a give and take.
I mean, you're happy that Bradley's looking back.
Wait. Mm-hmm. Wait. Rome March 50. Leroy just moved to South Florida not too long ago.
Dude. Does not know our teams like we do.
I've been to, wait, Dude, I've been down here for almost 35 years. What are you talking about?
Nah, Leroy knows.
What are you talking about? I mean, even when I was playing on other teams, I was saying, why are you guys coming? I said, man, I was in a franchise that went to one playoff, that won one playoff game the whole time I was there, and we only went to the playoffs once.
I think I'm going to I think I'm going to ban that guy.
I definitely, when I was playing for the Browns, would have said, man, I wish I could just get to the dance every year.
I think I'm gonna
what the Dolphins were doing.
I think he needs to be banned for ignorance.
Yeah, like, what does this guy think?
He just gets a minus one, man.
He makes it sound
give him minus one, but let him know. I want to get Mike Biamonte to be like,
for ignorance?
Yeah, just for ignorance. And then I'm going to put one that just says, you're on thin ice.
Minus one.
You're on thin ice, dude.
Right? It's like, what are we talking about?
Jalen
Phillips. I've been down here, I might have been down here longer than him.
It's probably longer than he's alive.
Lying.
Right.
Man.
Like, yeah, man.
Camp is back, dude. We are so
back. You remember, like, in the, how would I put it? In the mid to late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
Everybody was complaining about only getting to the second round. And they felt moves had to be made. And you've been fighting that ever since. And what I would say is, listen, there's something to be said about always getting there, okay? Like, for you to think we need to fire somebody or change everything, like, you can only hope to get there. Eventually, it's going to – you're going to get through.
But if you watch another year, even if it's – okay, to your point, I know you're a patient guy, but if you watch and they don't fix the issues that you see –
Yes, I was the first one to say it. I'm the first one to say it. If I go through a whole nother season with – we're going to try to trick the defense, right? They could possibly start off 7-2, okay? Soon as those leaves out there turn brown.
The palm trees?
No, the other leaves, the hood leaves out there on the hood trees, right? So you're going to know, and I want people to understand, if you don't see a significant difference, not and how they play, but how they go about the business that they do on Sunday, you're going to be able to tell early, all right? You're going to, after when we come in here on a Monday, you're going to say, team looks more physical. Looks like we're getting after it on both lines of scrimmage. If you can't say that early on in the season, what happens is, as a player, a coach, or whatever, you revert back to the other stuff, right? And then you're going to start throwing them quick passes again because you're not being patient with the run. And guess what? I'll let you know. This ain't happening.
We'll take a break here on the show. Hour Tua is next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.